If you're an educator, you can probably relate to the following scenario. You meet someone and you tell them that you're a teacher. And maybe you tell them a little bit about the job. And then they might say something like, well, it's a pretty tough job, but at least you don't have to work during the summer. Which, of course, is not exactly true. There's a lot to do over the summer that you have to do over the summer. Some of it has to do with your responsibilities as an educator, and some of it has to do with bettering yourself as an educator. Summer gives you the chance to revitalize, refresh, to relax a little bit, hopefully. But it's also a good time to catch up on some professional learning, some professional development. And the good news for you is that this meeting of the EdTech Club has a guest speaker who knows a lot about that. It's our Director of Professional Development here at TCEA, Miguel Gulen. And this week he is our guest to tell us all about some really good opportunities for professional learning all year round, and especially over the summer, our TCEA courses. And maybe you've seen a lot of professional learning courses marketed out there toward educators like you, but we think it's worth your time to look into TCEA's courses. First things first, there's a lot of them. So whatever tool, technique, teaching and learning method you're interested in, the odds are there's something in our list of courses that will appeal to you. But in addition, we've made these courses affordable, and they're also self-paced, and you get a year's access to them, which means you can revisit and refresh even when you get back into the classroom this fall. But there's even more to it than that, and we're covering all the ways that these courses can help you, the kinds of courses we have, and ways of thinking about professional learning as we head toward something like a new normal in education. So that's what's coming up in this meeting of the EdTech Club. And it all starts right now. Hey everyone, welcome back, and thanks for coming back for another meeting of the EdTech Club, the podcast from TCEA. I'm Andrew Rausch. This week we're talking about TCEA courses, a really great new way to get some self-paced professional development and even get ready for things like certifications. But the man with the details, as I said, is our Director of Professional Development, Miguel Gulen. So here's our conversation with Miguel. This is a somewhat new offering from TCEA that we've been working really hard to develop. You and your colleagues in the PD department, along with some experts, have been putting together courses for educators at a feverish pace. So give us the kind of elevator pitch for TCEA courses, and then we can dig into the meat of it.
Back in March and April, a school district approached us and said, hey, we're getting ready to put all of our sort of shutter our doors, and we're not going to have any face-to-face presence. We would like to be able to offer our educators, teachers, administrators, online professional learning opportunities. Do you do that? And we said, sure, we'll be happy to meet with them face-to-face, deliver through Zoom. And they said, no, that's not what we want. Do you have any online courses that people can go through so they can get certified? And we felt really bad because we didn't have anything like that except for our tech IT director and campus technology specialist certifications. So we asked, what are the courses that you want? And they said, well, we want Google Educator Level 1, Google Educator Level 2. We'd like to learn a little bit about Google Classroom. And so we started looking at what it would take to put those courses online. We knew that there were other organizations and people offering professional learning online for these courses, but they were pretty expensive. And, you know, TCEA is a nonprofit education association. We wanted to put together offerings that were priced just right for educators. And so we chatted among ourselves and asked what would be the right price range, and what could we do to offer this what people needed. And so we started with several Google courses, and they exploded. It was like, whoa, you know, everybody started saying this is the course to take, and they started signing up for these courses. Pretty soon we had school districts knocking on our door and saying, hey, we want to get these courses for all of our teachers so that all of them can go through it. And because we had priced it, we'd made the pricing so affordable, it was great. So we saw dramatic growth. We jumped from about zero to 545, and then from 545, we jumped to 10,000 in summer of 2020. That gave us an idea that there was really a market for and a need for professional learning that's online, self-paced, and affordable. There's also one other key idea here. You know, traditional online courses have built into them a really long time period. It's, you know, you when you sign up for an online course, you're usually signing up for a course that's going to take weeks, if not months, to complete. And our courses, we decided to keep them short and to the point. Essentially, what's the shortest amount of time that we can spend or craft that an experience that participants can spend in a course that they'll be able to complete it and know what they need to know to earn a certification. And we managed to put short courses together. We also took a hard look at the assessments that are built into traditional online courses. There are these really crazy assessments that are built in. And when you're trying to learn something quick so that you can turn around and maybe pass an exam, or you're just trying to learn something quick for your job, you don't want to have to spend months going through a course and then working through these really torturous assessments. So we sort of streamlined them, and we also cut out those assessment pieces. And we got rave reviews right out of the starting gate, and that sort of really helped us out.
You know, thinking about, you know, this came out of a need, especially during lockdowns and the switch to remote learning. We did need to change the way, of course, we teach, but also the way we learn as professionals. And this seems like an outgrowth of that. But these course offerings really run the gamut, though. Can you give me a sense of the breadth and depth of the courses we're offering? Because I think right now there are more than 50 already and more being developed.
Yes, it's pretty exciting. So we started first with Google Workspace for Education, the Google Certified Level 1, Level 2. Then we started adding on to that. We asked ourselves, what courses are educators going to need when they're stuck at home teaching online? And so we moved into learning management systems. So Canvas LMS, Schoology LMS, those are two of the systems that we looked at. We also put together Google Classroom and, of course, Seesaw, which is just a phenomenal LMS as well. And so we put those courses together, and they pretty much sold out right out of the, like I said, right out of the starting gate. People, as soon as people found out we had them, they wanted them. And then over time, we've sort of grown organically in response to the needs that have been expressed. People say, you know, we love the Seesaw Educator course. What comes next after that? So then we put together the Seesaw Content Creator. And, you know, it takes a long time to put those courses together because, you know, at a certain point, you know, as great a team as we have here at TCA, we have to rely on other expertise, on the expertise of our members, because they have real life experiences and insights that flow from those experiences to put it into our online courses. And so we collaborated with some pretty intelligent course developers to put online courses together. So part of our effort was, okay, we've put together courses that we can do as a PD team at TCA, but then we also branched out and said, TCA members, would any of you like to work with us on these projects? And those are some of the projects that we've seen. So as a result, we've expanded from Google Workspace and doing projects like Google Sheets, Google Slides. And I think one of the big insights for us has been the teaching and learning side of this. Because while we had an idea of some of the courses that would be great for teaching and learning, we've really seen some participants shine in this area. We have a special needs educator online course, and there's no way we could have put that together. We don't have special education certified staff on board, as far as I know. And we had a special needs educator put an online course together. And sure enough, that appeals to some of the folks that are out there that have a need for special needs. We also have Cultivating Calm, which is a brand new course that's just came out. And, you know, I didn't know much about calm, staying calm in meditation. And Destiny Wagner is the course developer that we're partnered with, and she put together an online course on cultivating calm and how you would do that for yourself as an educator. And I think we'd all agree that we need to calm down, relax a little bit, especially after everything. But we're not talking about relaxing with a cool glass of lemonade. We're actually talking about I guess stuff that would fall into maybe yoga, meditation kind of things. And I'm just amazed at the things that Destiny shares in her course that are really relaxing, that work. I mean, you just try. I tried one out and it just sort of blew my mind. It was like, wow, I actually felt calm, controlling your breathing and things like that. And then she discusses how you can do that in the classroom with your students. We also blend research on high effect instructional strategies with how to put that into practice in the classroom. And we have a whole math series on teaching effective math, K2, 3, 5, 9 through 12, and we're working on a 6 through 8 that's available for math teachers. And it includes some technology, but the real thrust of it is on math strategies. And it was designed by Cindy Garcia, who is a math specialist for a school district and a TCA member. So we're very excited about that.
And, you know, of course, part of this, you know, we as an organization were trying to be reactive to the changes in education. But as it grew, obviously, so did the topics, the content areas, the specific things. So we are going to get you up to speed on some tools you're likely to use, even when you go back to in-person education, but also just generally good professional development strategies and proven strategies for teaching. So if I'm an educator and I'm thinking, okay, I've got summer ahead of me, I've got a lot of work to do getting ready for next year, these are not only going to be the tech tools you want to use, but it's really going to, rather there are going to be plenty of options to simply rev up your teaching, even when we do go back to something like normal or the new normal, whatever that is in the fall.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, Andrew, because we had a few days ago, we had a brand new course that we'd been wanting to put together actually for years, but we reached out to Lisa Montai from Waco ISD to put together a blended learning course. And I mean, Lisa really brought a lot of expertise to this course, and I think it's fantastic. I would want to go through this course on blended learning before I started the new school year, even having gone through everything that Is it safe to say that we suffered this past year, that we endured this past year? It would be great to go through this blended learning course, because you're going to be using a lot of the things that you learn in blended learning course in face-to-face courses. And who's to say or rule out that we won't be doing blended learning in the future? I think it just builds your capacity for that, especially when you combine it with another one of our new courses, Google Jamboard. If you haven't used Google Jamboard as a digital whiteboard, it's a great tool to use in the classroom face-to-face with your students, as well as in a remote learning or blended learning situation.
And so if I'm going to start looking through all the options and maybe pick out some topics I might be interested in to earn my PD credits and to bump up my skills in a certain thing, what can I expect? What do these courses look like? Because maybe I'm used to showing up on a Saturday and sitting in a room and watching someone deliver PD. What's it going to be like for me to take this asynchronous online course?
Well, one of the fun things to know about this is that you can really divide up your learning experiences into 6 to 12 minute increments. You can say, hey, I'm going to start module one in a particular course, and you'll read a short about section. And when we say short, we really mean, you know, 4 or 5 sentences tops. Then you'll jump into the course, and it'll be an explore section. And this is where the meat of the content is. And there could be as many as 5 videos on an explore page, but there doesn't have to be. It ranges from 3 to 5 videos. Each is about 6 to 8 minutes long. And then each module has a practice on your own activity, as well as resources that you can explore. So you might think, oh, well, let's see, 5 times 6, that's maybe 30 minutes, maybe at worst an hour of time that I would spend on a module. But, you know, what we found is that those shorter video clips really sort of tap into that 6 to 8 minute window of engagement that we all have. Research shows that, you know, after 8 to 10 minutes, attention spans start to sort of drop off. So you can, of course, pause, rewind videos. You can do quite a bit with that 6 to 8 minute piece. You can watch it, listen to it while you're washing the dishes or whatever, and then practice what's shared in that. So for example, in the Cultivating Calm course, you can watch Destiny model how to, work on your breathing, then actually try that out yourself as you're at a time that's convenient for you. So all of our courses are designed in that way. We've had folks tell us, you know, I watched the videos. I really appreciate the short time for each of the videos, but I noticed that it takes me, you know, 12 to 13 hours to work through the entire course because I listened to the videos several times, and they're short enough that you can sort of gobble them up that way and then go back and try again. And then they like to try out the suggested practice on your own activities, not to mention exploring the resources. So people show up, and it's sort of like because there doesn't appear to be a lot of content, they have the chance to really devour it and go deep and explore and build the relationships between that content that's so critical to learning. And so, you know, just for our exam preparation courses, whether it's level 1 or level 2 for Google or even the Google Certified Trainer preparation courses, those people come back and they say, this really helped me out. I know that I did well prepping for this because of of the way this course was designed. And, you know, that's a really nice affirmation because, you know, we all grew up with the long course, I'm going to make you suffer course that's available in college or through a certifying agency. And this kind of course is really designed around people who want to learn something fast and then apply it in the way they need it. So when we talk about learning how to use tools like Adobe Photoshop or Book Creator, which are two of our courses that we'll have available this summer, they're not, you're not going to be paying a few hundred dollars for those courses. You're going to be paying quite a bit less. You know, I think it's $29 per course. And you're really going to see a practitioner share tips and strategies that you can use to be successful right away. And I think that's the main benefit of all of our courses is that, you know, whether it's the Bitmoji course or the Remote Learning Educator Certification course, you know, that we've had over 3,000 people take, it is a way to get productive and make a change today, tomorrow, not have to wait weeks or months till the end of the course to see how it all fits together.
Yeah, it seems to me like there's a couple of big benefits there. You know, one is like I think we've all taken a kind of a course probably before where you might get frustrated because let's say you have 20 minutes of free time. You know, you're in between commitments and you think, okay, I want to do something with this 20 minutes, but if it's watch this 45 minute lecture, I'm not going to be able to knock that out in that time. But having these smaller chunks can allow you to kind of gobble them up as you go. And on top of that, if you're taking an LMS course and you go through one part of the module, but you pick up a tip in that part, even before you're done with the course, the next day you can turn around and start using that knowledge as well.
Yeah, that's I think you've hit on it. Some people have said they've gone through, let's say, a Canvas course or a Schoology course, and they said, gosh, we wish we'd had this early on. And then others will say, you know, I knew two out of the five tips that were offered, but the other three were ones that I didn't know about, and those have been really helpful, and I've started to use those. So the I'm looking at the Schoology educator, and we get tons of feedback from our participants, and trying to keep up with it is tough. But we get this one was, the course was a quick and efficient way to revisit some of the new features. You know, just think about that, revisiting some of the new features. Sometimes there are additions or changes, and you haven't kept up with the latest. Sometimes you learn something and you forget about it. It's been a long time, a lot of water under the bridge, so to speak, since maybe you went through training or maybe you've had a chance to really sit down and look at all the features. And this particular Schoology user says, as a longtime Schoology user, most of the information was review. However, I definitely learned a few helpful tips and tricks to take my skill set to the next level. And I think that's a really valuable point, especially from someone who is already experienced with Schoology. They went through this course and they got valuable tips to take them to the next level. So that tells you that there's always something to be learned. Even if you think you're the expert, when you take your time see something introduced or shared from a different perspective, it's going to... You're going to get something out of it. Sometimes the enthusiasm just really comes off the page when I'm looking at a comment from a participant, like Bitmoji Educator. They say, the course was great, and great is in capital letters. It was very well organized. The videos and instructions were very clear. You know, very comes across as capitalized letters. Outstanding work. So, you know, words like excellent, great, those are words that just reoccur in the feedback we get from participants. So It's wonderful to see that, because it means then that they are able to use a lot of the content that's shared with them. Now, not all of our courses started out as great, excellent, and wonderful. You know, there are some courses where people said, you know, I thought you were going to talk about this. I wish you had talked more about it. Well, as soon as we got that comment, guess what we did? We went back in and added more of that content. And you could immediately see the result. Instead of a 3, you get a 5 on your rating, and it stays that way consistently. So that's one of the other benefits of online courses like this, is that we're able to update them, add new content, and all of our PD directors take the opportunity to, as they're searching through social media, to come back and drop great content as announcements into these courses. So that, did you know that Seesaw has released this great feature? And so that gets dropped into the announcements, and so participants are able to see that. So these courses aren't like walled off. This is not a walled garden, so to speak, where there's no new updates or changes. In fact, we were looking at the Google Certified Educator Level 1 and Level 2 courses, and we realized that Google has made tremendous amount of changes in April and May of 2021. So what we've done is we've completely refreshed these two courses, fresh recordings, video recordings that capture the new look of Google, and made those available as well. So it's pretty exciting. One of the other courses that's also neat is the social and emotional learning course. We've gotten some great feedback on that one, because it addresses social emotional learning. And a lot of people, especially a lot of teachers, are just learning how to introduce social emotional learning, or SEL, into their lessons in school. And this course is intended to sort of scaffold their growth in SEL, and provides lots of great resources. In fact, they say amazing resources, and help them understand how and why SEL are so important.
You know, I think about a lot of these teaching topics like SEL, you know, math teaching or whatever, subject level stuff or grade level stuff, as well as, you know, all the different kinds of tools we use as educators who care about using technology to advance learning. But whether it's a tool or a technique or whatever it is, there's something to that idea of, you know, things change fast. You know, if you're looking at an LMS, or you're looking at Google tools, as you say, or Bitmoji or Seesaw, whatever it is, or even subject matter stuff, there's always changes, and they're hard to keep up with. It could be hard to make a big investment in learning all these changes, but there's also this aspect that this is a quick self-paced thing. It gets updated all the time, and quite frankly, the price point is good, you know, usually around $30. That means I don't feel like I have to make this huge investment in order to keep up to date with all this stuff that I feel like I might be falling a little behind on.
You know, and one of the other cool things to mention here is that you get 1 year access from date of enrollment to this content. And so we've had plenty of educators who started or signed up for a course in August, come back in May. Why do I use that example? Because I just had two or three of them last week. They wrote me and they said, we haven't looked at this since August. How long do we have access? And by the way, I forgot my password. Can you help us out? And the answer is yes, absolutely. We reset their password, they're able to log in, and they still have access for a few more months. And it, you know, having that year buffer or cushion or whatever you want to call it, that opportunity to say, hey, I don't have time to look at it for a few months, but I'm going to come back to this. And then they do, and then they complete whatever it is that they needed to do. They need to earn that certification, turn in their digital certificate, display their badge. And I know you've probably noticed a few people, if you get emails from our TCA members, you're probably starting to see those badges popping up at the bottom in their email signatures, which is great. Of course, I think the most coveted TCA badge is the TCA Course Developer Badge. So I would definitely want to invite TCA members who have ideas about designing a course to approach us. We're always on the lookout for librarians to share their insights as well as other topics. You know, everything from Nearpod to Pear Deck, Canva, all of those great tools that you use, maybe a course on Capwing. Please reach out to me and let me know that if you want to design a course, and we'll walk you through that process.
Yeah, and you know, there's something really buoying about the idea that maybe I'm going into the summer, I pick a topic or an idea that I want to get a little bit more learning on, want to get my badge on. But if then I show up in August, September, and I start trying to use these tools, but I'm thinking, what was that thing I was going to do? I can always go back and reference the course for a full year. So, I mean, if I'm jumping on in the summer, for example, it's going to last through the school year. I can always keep going back and referencing that. So, I'm excited. I'm ready to go. I want to go look through all the offerings. What do I need to do to give us the, where do I go to learn more?
Well, all you need to do is go to the TCA website, tca.org. If you want to go to a specific address, you can type in tca.org/courses, and you're going to get access to a newly redesigned website. Our design team really did an awesome job on the website. You'll find some major categories such as certifications, devices. You know, maybe you're into Microsoft or iPad, or so you can find those courses that cater to specific devices. Our Chromebook Educator course and iPad Educator course are quite popular. There's also the digital tools, Google Workspace for Education, Learning Management System. We also have a technical component. There's Data Guardian, especially for schools that really want to focus on safeguarding sensitive data, but are worried that maybe their staff really don't have the skills. Data Guardian will assist with that. We have STEM-focused courses, robotics courses, whether you're working with EV3 or Spike Prime. Those are all online courses that participants can take advantage of. One other important point to mention is that we have three certifications. And we looked at the cost of our technology IT director certification and a campus technology specialist certification. At the same time, we were sort of pricing all the online self-paced courses. And we decided to chop those prices down because we wanted to be accessible. We wanted this information to be accessible to people. We don't want to price it out and charge $1,000 or more for that, because all that really does is limit the people that can learn and put that learning into place in their school district. And so we've cut the prices down for those. They're not $29 or $40 or $39 or anything like that, except for the remote learning educator certification. But our campus technology specialist certification is $299, and the technology IT director certification is $399. And both of those do take a year to complete. They're not your 12 to 18 hours of work, are well worth the time investment. And again, we've heard rave reviews on all of those courses.
Okay, our thanks to Miguel for taking us through that. We hope you learned something. We hope you got excited, and we hope you'll go check out our TCEA courses. As he said, that's over at tcea.org/courses. And you know the drill. You can keep up with TCEA on social media. You can follow our Tech Notes blog at blog.tcea.org. And of course, you can make sure you are subscribed to the EdTech Club. Don't forget to share it with your friends and rate and review us if you're a fan of the show. And by the way, we mentioned elementary teachers there. If you're an elementary teacher, don't forget there is still time to register for our Elementary Technology Conference, an online event where every session is tailored to you as a highly engaged elementary educator. Great ideas on the latest tools, techniques, and methods from your peers and the experts. So go check that out at elementary.tcea.org. Of course, we're already planning our 2022 TCEA convention and exposition. You can learn more about that over at convention.tcea.org. And one quick note, if you're interested in presenting, we're always looking for a diverse array of viewpoints, of life experiences, of expertise that we can share with our attendees every year. And we'd love to invite you to submit your ideas for a presentation at the 2022 TCEA convention. So go check that out at the convention website, as I said, over at convention.tcea.org. But that's enough for you to go through this week. Plenty of things to look at, explore, and get geared up for an exciting summer and a groundbreaking fall ahead. So for now, I'll leave you to it, but I will extend an invitation to our next meeting of the EdTech Club. Come back next week, where we'll have even more ideas for accelerating learning through the use of technology. Until then, I'm Andrew Rausch. Thanks for being part of the club. EdTech Club is a production of TCEA. To learn more and to join, go to tcea.org.